First it was April, then July, and now partners in the Fiberite Biofuel Solid Waste Processing Plant in Hamden say the facility may not be ready to open until late September. The delay is forcing more than 100 communities in central and eastern Maine to temporarily send their waste to two landfills. But as A.J. Higgins reports, some critics are questioning whether that approach is even legal.
Up until the end of last month, the 115 communities were sending waste to the Penobscot Energy Recovery Company in Orrington. But that relationship ended when the group that represents the towns, the Municipal Review Committee, ended its contract with the facility. Greg Lounder, the MRC's executive director, says he had hoped to continue sending some waste to PERC until Fiberite comes online and the rest to the landfills.
The hope was that there might be some flexibility, being mindful of geography and transportation equipment limitations if there were locally available options that were workable for all involved.
But Lounder said that the owner of one of the landfills exercised a contract option to demand that waste go to its facility in Norridgewock and to another landfill in Alton. That was not good news for PERC, where plant manager Hank Lang says he was forced to lay off 17 of the company's 75 employees and scramble to streamline its operations to remain competitive. The company has purchased a new single diesel grinder to replace 8 other pieces of equipment and the employees that used to operate them. Lang says that the new process allows PERC to burn residue from municipal solid waste, also known as MSW, that was formerly landfilled.
So it requires fewer people, which pushed, the staffing reduction. And we have also, by doing this, we've gone from utilizing 77% of the MSW as fuel to about 97% of the MSW to fuel.
While PERC takes steps to remain competitive, some company officials are questioning whether competitor Fiberite will even be able to make its new September deadline as it seeks to implement a biofuel technology that has yet to be tested on a large-scale basis in the United States. And PERC spokesman Ted O'Meara says Maine law clearly places a priority on sending municipal solid waste to incinerators rather than landfills.
That's a huge step backwards, and I'm not sure people who live in places like Bangor and Brewer and Bar Harbor realize that the trash that they put out by the side of the curb is no longer being turned into energy and reduced significantly in volume by being used to create energy, and instead is just being, dumped on the ground at two landfills.
But MRC Executive Director Greg Lounder says O'Meara's reading of the law does not apply to short-term interim landfilling options, and he remains confident of a late summer opening for the new Fiberite plant. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.